Looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Well, good evening, and we are live. I'm very excited. This is Linda Bott, and you are listening to North State Now. This is a show that we created. We're live here, and what's the date? It's the very last day of January, very last night of January. So I hope whatever you're doing tonight, thank you for joining us. We are streaming, and also, I know that you've probably seen us all over Facebook tonight because I'm very, very excited about having Nathan Parmalee. And he is a very good friend and somebody who I deeply respect, and we are welcoming him tonight for the whole show. Here on North State Now, or formerly On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're talking entertainment, what's happening, and tonight we get to cover the topics like, what's it take to book a show? Because, you know, Nathan's had just a huge success of being, heading up as entertainment, all the things that go with that at the Civic. So welcome to the show.
It is so good to be with you tonight. This is fun. I have to admit, I've been looking forward to this all week. This is the pinnacle of my week.
We have a great chemistry,
yeah.
And I think when we go back into like our past,
yep.
You've been somebody who's a musician as well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, before I moved to Reading, I haven't really done a lot musically in Reading, but before I moved here, I was singing everywhere. You know, I love to sing. I come from a family of professional musicians. I think, you know, my mom was a part of a big family, and I think every single one of her brothers and sisters played a musical instrument. Her father was a choir director for like 50 years. It's just in the blood. And so my parents were and are, my father's still, my mother retired a number of years ago, but we're professional symphony musicians. So I grew up in a symphony family. I think I attended my first opera when I was 2. So I kind of grew up in venues like the one that I work in today. In fact, when Sherry Silk was interviewing me and giving me a tour of the venue, I think that was 6 years ago now, when I went backstage, it took my breath away because all of a sudden I was a kid again, because it literally reminded me of my childhood, because oftentimes my parents actually wouldn't hire a babysitter. They would track
just
my brother
back
and I,
yeah,
to the rehearsals,
yeah, put
and
in
the
a
concerts.
Trunk. They call a baby in a trunk like Judy,
yeah,
Garland. Like, I grew up in a trunk. You know, traveled vaudeville. No,
yeah,
it wasn't vaudeville. It was classical music. But
yeah,
it's along the same lines as far as, like, you know, you get the theater in your blood.
Yeah, totally.
And this is you and I connected from the very first time,
oh, yeah,
we met.
We were like instant friends.
Yeah, we've got a bond in a certain way that we can't even describe it, because
right,
we kind of know what it takes. We've seen the greats. We know,
yeah,
what it takes.
Sure.
And so today, today we talked about it on the phone. Tonight we're going to talk about it on the air.
Nice.
And I really love the fact that you're totally open. Ask me a question, Linda.
Yeah.
Let's just go there.
That's right.
Well, we're going to give tickets away tonight for some upcoming Civic concerts. Not yet, because
yeah,
I want you guys to just taste a little. And, of course, it's 6:09. We're going to take our break at 6:15, so we can get into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you're listening to North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and it's the first usually I do the first Thursday of the month, but we've got 5 Thursdays in January, so this is perfect. And I really wanted Nathan to be on my first Thursday. But you were in New York.
I was in New York.
And what were you doing in New York?
I was attending a talent buying conference.
And explain to our listeners, what does that mean? I mean, it sounds pretty,
yeah.
You know, this description is a talent buying conference, but it goes so much
it does.
More in more detail than that.
Yeah, so APAP is the name of the conference. It happens every January in New York, and it's actually the largest entertainment conference in the United States. And so basically what happens is at this conference is artists, their agencies, their managers all come together and showcase all of the talent. So I can, for example, go up to William Morris Endeavors and I can connect with the agent that represents a wide variety of artists. You know, William Morris is actually one of the largest talent agencies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so their talent roster is very deep. So you go and you learn about artists, if they're working on a tour that's routing with your market or with your region. You can actually dive in right there at the conference and actually start to work on the deals to make it happen. So this conference is tremendous. It was three floors. Each conference room was probably the size of a football field.
Wow.
There were a total of 5,000 entertainment professionals that attended, and everything from, you know, the ballet to jazz quartets to, you know, A-list comedians, artists, they were all represented. And so it's really all about getting FaceTime with their agents, and sometimes the artists themselves are actually present.
Well, here's an interesting, question. I'm sure many of our listeners are thinking the same thing, because you may want, or we may want, an act
mm-hmm.
to come to Reading.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to sell well.
That's right.
So we've experienced this before when you think, oh my gosh, it's going to be a sold out crowd.
Yep.
And you have 300 or 400 tickets sold.
Sure.
In a, how many? 22? What's your
yep.
capacity?
We have actually four seating configurations, and our capacity ranges from 1,900 seats to about 2,300 seats.
Okay.
When you see the large rock country concerts mm-hmm. with the big open floors where people are standing, we can actually increase our capacity,
okay.
which actually helps even in our ability to attract.
So that's a fine line
yeah.
where you've been able to tune in. And this is what it takes when you get to know your community, your outlying communities,
yeah.
by the way, because
yes.
that means like Oregon's going to come down, Sacramento's
yep.
going to come up, Chico's going to come in,
yep.
Whatever that means in order to, sell. Now, ZZ Top is a no-brainer because, you
sure.
know, wherever you, you know, acclaimed
yeah.
through the years, no matter what, even if the tickets were $150 or
sure.
$200, you're going to sell. People want to see ZZ Top,
yeah.
especially if they're in your back door in Reading.
Yeah.
But when you have other acts that come in,
yeah.
it's very interesting. We've got one coming up that's called Blackberry Smoke.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about them in a little bit, because I was asking you about this group.
Yeah.
That you said they are in the genre. They're the real deal.
Incredibly talented. You know, to all the listeners now, you know, I encourage you when the show's over to Google Blackberry Smoke, hit YouTube, and just check out some of their music. If you like Southern rock, if you like Lynyrd Skynyrd and artists in that vein, you're going to love Blackberry Smoke. In fact, that's kind of how they sort of came onto the national scene, really, is with touring with Lynyrd Skynyrd. So
I'm curious, like, for you booking a
yep.
venue, are you like a chef that learns that the people who come in, you get to know a dish that they like.
Yeah. You first have to know who your audience is.
There you go.
I feel like part of what has made me successful in the position that I've been in at the Civic is my background was marketing first. I was in professional marketing for probably about 15 years. So I came into the position understanding the fundamentals of, you have to understand who your audience is. You have to understand who your market is. You have to know what their appetite is. You have to know what their interests are. And then you have to figure out how to give them exactly what they want within your capacity to do so. And in terms of booking acts, identifying acts in Reading that are going to do well. People like me have industry resources that help us make those determinations, and one of them is Pollstar.
So Pollstar is you're going to be going to a Pollstar
conference.
A conference, yeah. About Pollstar. And that's going to be very interesting. So we've got about three different thoughts coming up at the same time here. I know, really, and I got to take a break. And I have to thank to my sponsors, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of them. And we're going to take a break because it's 6:15, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Blackberry Smoke. We're going to find out about how you hone in. We're going to talk about Pollstar, where they tell you what your market likes. And when you go to these conferences, and when you go to these conferences, how do you introduce yourself? Because I always, you're magic. Nathan Parmalee is our guest tonight. He is the talent buyer for the Reading Civic. And we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Don't want to go away because we've got, oh my gosh, we have so much to cover. You really want to hear the inside scoop and great ticket giveaway. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In the tiny town where I come from, you grew up doing what your daddy does. And you don't ask questions, you do it just because.
I love it.
Aren't
it reminds
awesome?
Me of my songwriter nights in Nashville when you would hear great singers that would pull out a guitar. But these guys, Blackberry Smoke, I mean, yep. Jared just brought us in with a snippet, and they're going to be at the Civic on February 10th. just $35 are, you know, which is great.
I know, right?
You know, those are great tickets. Blackberry Smoke proves they are single-handedly saving rock and roll and everything that stands for Southern, countrified, and everything in between. Blackberry Smoke transcends genre in the good way when you're so badass, everyone wants to claim you as their own. I love that.
I know, right?
And no single scene can contain you.
Ooh. Yeah, right. Power description for a power band.
Yeah, that is like a paragraph that just like hones in.
One of the, I knew we were on to something big when right after our show was confirmed, I caught a Rolling Stone article where they were featured and written up. And Rolling Stone was just talking about, you know, how authentic they are, how amazing their sound is, that they're relatively undiscovered, you know, comparatively speaking to how talented they are. And it even listed Reading and Reading Civic Auditorium as one of their dates. And that was a thrill, you know, to see our name in Rolling Stone.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your track record, because you've been known, Nathan Parmalee, if you're tuning in, Nathan Parmalee is my guest. We are live here on KCNR 1460. I'm Linda Bott. And this is a new show we're doing called North State Now. And I love to do the entertainment segment. And so, of course, I call my good friend Nathan, who, you know, we just had a little sushi next door. We caught up on life. We smile. We laugh. We giggle. We just have a kinship because we love good music.
Yeah.
We love masters at what they do. And we've both have seen it. We've been part of scenes, you know, and so you're bringing that scene here to Reading. I almost said Nashville, I almost said Vegas. I mean, my mind went.
Well, I wanted to feel like Nashville and Vegas.
There we were. So, you have brought people in here, booked them, and then the next thing you know, they performed here. They've locked in like a year ago, but now they're like on the Grammys.
And they blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that Blackberry Smoke?
They really seem like they're heading in the right direction. I mean, it's really all about, you know, their exposure, you know, to the broader market. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, these bands go out on tour. It's about getting exposure. And it's why they get booked in front of bigger bands, you know.
You said they go out with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. They've toured. Oh my gosh, they've probably done 100 dates with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
So you can't be like Pee Pee Water.
No.
And be with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh no.
You know, you can't
you
be a frosh.
That's right.
You gotta lay it down.
Yeah.
Well, let's start off with, because we're talking about that, we're all over the place, but right now we're talking about Blackberry Smoke. Jared, our producer, brought us in with snippet. Do you have another little snippet on them, or can you play something more? And then we're going to take our first caller. We're going to give away two tickets. The show is February 10th. Blackberry Smoke at the Civic. Play a little bit more of this fantastic group.
Well, my fall from grace was a sight to see.
Ooh!
Yeah. You can get tickets at readingcivic.com. Call the box office.
We want to fill the room when you've got people coming. It's just a really cool
thing.
We want
them to have a quality experience. We want them to love Reading.
Absolutely. So we're going to take your calls here. I know I put it all over Facebook. So 605-4567. I get tickets to Blackberry Smoke on February 10th. And we want you to be there and scream your heads off for these guys, because they're worth it. Let's go on about what you were talking about, Polestar.
Yeah.
And we've heard about Polestar, but what does Polestar represent?
Well, Polestar is a resource, you know, that entertainment industry professionals use to learn about what's trending in the industry, how artists are selling, you know, where they are in their careers, because like everything in life, the only constant is change. So artists are constantly moving up and down in terms of their popularity levels, how they sell. You know, an act that was, you know, selling out stadiums 20 years ago might actually only be selling, you know, 5,000 seats today. Mm. And it's important to know that, you know, when you're a talent buyer and you're representing a venue, you know, with a certain capacity. So I'm researching artists all the time on Polestar, and one of the resources available to me is how those artists sell. So venues, promoters, like ourselves at the Civic, we report in how the show does. You know, so if ZZ Top sells 2,100 tickets and grosses $185,000, we're putting that on Pollstar. And Pollstar reports out, you know, every date that gets reported and does a three-year average. And so when a talent buyer like myself comes along and I'm inquiring about ZZ Top because I think there's somebody that would do good for the market, and I'm emailing the agent, and the agent's like, well, they're $150,000. That's the guarantee that they require. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, how do I know if they're worth $150,000, you know? And so one of the ways that I'm able to make that determination is through
Pollstar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the reporting of their shows. And I can look at comparable markets, comparable venues. Mm-hmm. How did they sell?
How was the ZZ Top ticket buy?
Phenomenal.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, but
oh, yeah.
I need to hear from you, because after you do, like, you know, they ask for how many tickets usually when they,
yeah.
you know, for their
yeah.
fan, for
yeah.
whatever, their fan base or whatever. And then, you know, you do media
yep.
and you do TV
yep.
and all that other stuff. So you give away, how many, 50 tickets
usually,
do you have to give away off the top?
So usually for most of our shows, we earmark 30 comps for the artist. And then we, as the venue, we take 10 tickets for the venue, for our friends and family, patrons, you know, people that are important to us, Carl and Linda Bott.
Okay.
And
did you hear me pine? Yes. Go ahead.
And then we usually set aside 60 comps for marketing, and that's on a typical show.
Out of 2,500 seats, that's
Between 2,300 and 1,900.
But I'm sure it was full capacity.
Yes. Now, with ZZ Top, because it's not uncommon for them to play larger venues, mm-hmm. larger markets, they actually had a greater comp requirement. So they actually, we had to hold 80 seats for them.
Okay.
Which they only ended up needing a few, and most of those got released. I think all of their comps, unused comps, got released at 4:30 p.m. the day of the show. So this is an insider's tip,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, absolutely. If you think it's sold out,
when
you go...
artist holds are being released,
right.
they're always being released hours before the show.
Wow.
And just so that you know, we at the Civic are always proactively engaging their team weeks in advance because we know they're not going to use all their comps.
Right.
It's a requirement that's being put on us by the tour. And we're always asking them to release early because there's a certain window when people are actively engaged in that buying process. And we know that closes at a certain point. And we want everyone to have access to the show. So
do they come up, like say people come up, you know, like 30 minutes before the show starts, and do you have any tickets that have been released?
Oh, yeah.
And then
oh,
you
yeah.
say, yeah, here.
We do. I mean, it's
that's
even
exciting.
Even shows that are sold out, you know, that everyone in town knows are sold out or there's buzz about it. We still have people walk up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes even after the show is already going.
Well, congratulations to Bill. And you know what, Jared? When the calls come in, because we have more tickets that we're going to give away here this hour, just come on, because, you know, Jared's behind the glass. Come on and say, we got a call from blah, blah, blah. So you're going to have to come out here and give me a number. But, Bill, I'm telling you now, and everybody that's going to be calling for some future tickets that we're giving away, we are going to hold those here at the station, and you'll come by, and they'll be in your name. They won't be at Will Call.
That's right.
At Civic. They'll
yeah.
be here at KCNR, which is 1326 Market Street. And you just walk into our station here, and we'll have them in a file for you. So congratulations, Bill. I didn't get a last name. Maybe we can get a last name next time so I know, are you a friend? Are you a listener? Did you get it on Facebook? I'm always curious, you know, about that. So Pollstar tells you,
yeah,
you know, how they're selling in a
yep.
market, so on
yep.
and so forth. Because congratulations, Nathan. You've taken some chances.
Oh, big time.
And no, I mean, it's been great because
yeah.
you're sussing it out.
Sure.
You don't know, like you said, learn your
yeah.
audience. And,
yeah,
and
you have Reading, to test your audience.
And Reading is growing. Reading's not the same as it was 10 years ago.
That's true.
We're growing and changing, and we're in a process of kind of becoming a new thing. And And I know that you said, you know, rock and roll sells really well here, country.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Fluffy. He sold out.
I know, right?
That's February 16th, so yeah. That's just sold out. No.
Totally.
Again, if you want to go stand in line at the last minute,
well,
maybe get some releases.
The other, yeah, and the other thing I wanted to interject there, too, we actually have three shows that are currently sold out at the moment. This is actually... the largest number of shows we've had sold out simultaneously at one time in Reading's Civics.
Brett Young?
You know, 10-year, 15-year history.
He's cute.
It's very unusual we have this many shows sold
out. And Lauren
out,
Daigle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is we're taking like a call-in list, like a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have interest in an artist, please call my box office.
All right. So we're going to take a break. My guest, I'm so thrilled to have my good friend, Nathan Parmalee, who is the talent buyer. We're going to go a little bit more into, after we get back from the break, about what it takes to book a show. Backstage, the work. How do you seal a deal? Do they route? We hear about routing. Are they working a bigger market? How you make that happen? The relationships that you have to... you know, create with agents, so on and so forth. And you have to build a name for yourself. So Nathan's been able to do that. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got more tickets to give away. Some very exciting shows coming up at the Civic. So happy that you're with us. And we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Reading Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Reading Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me, only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
My name is Piff the Magic Dragon from Las Vegas, Nevada.
What do you do? What's your act?
What do you mean, what do I do? I'm a magic dragon. As a magic dragon, doing magic is sort of my reason to be. I mean, I did accounts for a while in the dark years, so it went off on my own. But eventually, after I stopped rebelling, I came back and found my true love, card magic.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Nathan Parmalee is our guest here, and this is Linda Bott. We're talking about shows at the Reading Civic, and Nathan Parmalee is the talent buyer. And when he was telling me tonight, when he was coming by, we were going to discuss all these things of what's it take to put on a show, how do you go through the process? And then he was telling, I'm going to give you tickets to Piff the Magic Dragon. I was thinking, okay, who's Piff? And then, because I've been watching America's Got Talent Champions,
this guy
came on with the dragon suit and the chihuahua, and when I'm telling people about, oh, that's that guy, the British guy, he's hilarious, really off like Benny Hill, off color, really funny, and like I said, you know, so here's the description. Think Larry David in a dragon suit performing jaw-dropping magic tricks, and you're on the track. With over 100 million online views, sold-out shows across the U.S. and Canada, and residency at the Flamingo Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip, Piff the Magic Dragon has proved he's here to stay. The show is February 23rd. And how did you score him? We're going to give tickets away in a minute. And we'll start taking calls. I don't want to hear about it yet. We're going to take the third caller here at 605-4567 for Piff the Magic Dragon on the 23rd. And as your calls are stacking up, you need to tell us how you got that.
Yeah.
How'd you score that?
Relationship. You know, like with many, industry, it's all in who you know and the history that you've established. And, I've booked a number of acts through, the agent that represents Piff. I think we did Angela Johnson. We did – she just sold out. She's been here twice, done really well. Brian Regan.
He's hilarious.
Chad Prather was just here. He blew it up, put on a great show. Miranda Sings. I don't know if you guys remember Miranda Sings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's always making recommendations to me, and he brought up Piff, and – you know, I was familiar with Piff, and I remember him, you know, from America's Got Talent. And
so the first time around, which was, what, a couple seasons ago? Or
yes. I'm trying to remember exactly what season it was.
He's really off the wall.
He is. And real dry sense of humor.
Really dry.
Cult following.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, he has a dragon suit, carries a chihuahua around, and it's just...
A magic
it's just
chihuahua.
Weird, and it's that English humor that's a little
is.
Gross,
a little off-color.
A little off-color.
It's the right amount of wrong.
He's a right. I love it. And so he's booked here at the Reading Civic, and I love that. So we've got tickets to give away on February 23rd. Jared. Oh, we're waiting for a call to come. I mean, maybe they're just not ready. They don't understand who Piff the Magic Dragon is. So,
YouTube him. He's got over 100 million views.
And these are going to be great tickets anyway, so it's always a good thing. So let's talk about what it takes to get a show booked. It may be a couple years.
Yeah, lots and lots of outreach. You know, I've been in my position at the Civic for about 6 years now, and the year before Advanced Reading, the 501c3 nonprofit that I work for, took over. I believe the last year the city managed the venue, I think there were only 11 shows in the building, and we're up over 40 currently. So, you know, when we were in the process of, you know, of transitioning into booking a higher volume, it was really just a lot of outreach on my part. You know, researching the acts, you know, Polestar really was an invaluable resource because Polestar will also tell me, you know, who the agents are that represent these acts. And it's reaching out, you know. And sometimes you have to be really persistent, you know, because agents are very territorial in providing their artists with excellent representation. And they don't want to put their artists in a venue that isn't professional or a market that isn't viable. So, you know, establishing your professionalism as a venue and as a promoter is paramount, you know, so that these agents know their artists are going to have a quality experience. So an example of, you know, perseverance in terms of getting acts booked would be ZZ Top. It took me 3 years to get ZZ Top. I mean, I probably emailed that agent, you know, 25 times. I've seen him a couple of times in L.A. We've had, you know, multiple phone conversations. And there was a time when they were putting a tour together. It was routing through Reading. We were able to pay them what they wanted to be paid to come. And the stars aligned. And we had the avail on the calendar. And it happened. But it was 3 years of perseverance.
3 years in the making. So the question would be, how are you able to keep the prices so reasonable? Because, for instance, Blackberry Smoke, we gave two tickets away for that, but the general admission is $35. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is, you know, he's wonderful. He's sold out, but you can always get tickets at the door. Pip the Magic Dragon, which we are giving tickets away tonight, reserve seating $29 to $59.
Yeah.
These are reasonable to go out and enjoy a concert for the night.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the things that I work really hard on when I'm putting the financials together for the shows, because, you know, you have the artist fee and then you have all the hospitality and then you have the production and you have security. I mean, there are a lot of expenses that go into putting on these shows that folks don't, you know, probably think about. And so really one of the ways that I work to keep our individual ticket prices down is we actually take on more risk on the financial end at the Civic by pushing our break even thresholds higher, because you realize that's one of the things that we have to assess when we're looking at bringing an artist in, is what this show is costing us, you know, anywhere between $60,000 and $130,000 to put on.
Wow.
And if we're selling X number of tickets at $70 a pop, then that puts our break even at a certain threshold, you know, and we really try to keep our break evens, you know, depending upon the cost of the show, anywhere between 900 and 1300 tickets. So I push those thresholds higher in order to keep those ticket prices lower.
Now, we have a show coming up in March, and I love the insight of that. We've talked about Polestar, 3 years it took to get ZZ Top to come through here, routing, relationships with agents, you know, artists, you know, reach out. You know, when you have an artist like with Brian Regan, I think you were telling me that he brings his family. You were able, or who was the guy? No,
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, Gaffigan brought his family.
Yep.
And there was such a great outreach with the hospitality of what
Turtle Bay was wonderful. They partnered with us. They gave him the you know, the red carpet VIP treatment. His family had an amazing time. His wife actually put on one of their social media pages that of their entire tour, Reading was their favorite stop. So, you know, those things really matter in establishing a viable history in a market.
So we have Illuminate that's coming up here that is March 1st. And do we have like anything put up? Okay, let's play a little bit. These are also guys that are America's Got Talent. A phenomenal act.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought it was great that, you know, you see them with this family show that everybody can watch.
Yeah.
And it seems like Piff the Magic Dragon, we're going to try to give those away tomorrow on the air, because there may be a different crowd that listens in the morning. Like, maybe you just don't quite understand how quirky and wonderful Piff the Magic Dragon is. But Illuminate, music, art, and the technological magic of Illuminate bring you a story conveyed by an array of dance styles from a contemporary to popping to breaking, expressed through a glowing visual design. All this perfectly choreographed to popular and classic music by artists like Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, James Brown, Janet Jackson. Sam Smith, The Wanted. Let's hear a little bit of, we're not going to see it, but we'll hear a little bit of, you know, like
Illuminate.
A feeling of Illuminate.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a total visual.
It's visual sensation. In fact, we have to completely black out the room. There cannot be an ounce of light coming into the room because this is all about the suits that these performers wear. And they're completely trimmed out in LED light. And so it's kind of like a sort of a technological, artistic, visual light presentation, and it's super fun. In fact, there was a Walmart commercial for the holidays that featured Illuminate, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, that's that group that's coming to the Civic." I heard like 10 people tell me they were seeing all these commercials on TV. So,
well, we're hoping to give tickets away tonight. We've got two for the March 1st appearance. Again, Nathan has brought this wonderful group to the Civic. We want to be there. I always feel like it's important. I always say put butts in the seats.
Yep.
So if you're going to call and take these tickets, we really want you to be there because this is an incredible experience. And Nathan's come by tonight to be a special guest here on North State Now, bringing these tickets to give away to our listeners. It's a really important part of how we partner with the Civic and what it is to be able to give our community like a great experience. And
yeah.
I know Nathan, you and the Civic have done so much to do outreach.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more. We're taking your calls here at 605-4567. If you'd like two tickets to Illuminate for March 1st, give us a call. And let's talk a little bit more. In fact, we're going to take a break here. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe time is flying.
I know. I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a short break,
yeah.
Right, Jared? We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
For the first time in history, five of the world's greatest magicians come together live on stage. The Illusionist. This high-tech magic spectacular has shattered box office records and dazzled audiences of all ages across the globe. See them before they disappear.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and this is Linda Bott here. I can't believe how time is flying by. I can't even believe it, Nathan.
Yeah.
By the time we do these commercial breaks,
I know, right?
And we talk about... Okay, so you had this incredible lineup. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Blackberry Smoke, February 10th. We gave tickets away for that. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias sold out.
Yeah.
Lauren Daigle sold out. Pip the Magic Dragon, we were waiting for calls on those two tickets. Tomorrow we'll try to give them a way to do, because I think some people don't understand really what
sure.
this guy was. Go online. Illuminate, we're going to be giving tickets away. We have tickets to give away for that as well. And then Chanda Pierce.
Yeah, she's a comedian. Yep. Women love her. She's super funny. She's going to be here March 24th. We have Brett Young on the 30th of March. He's sold out.
And The Illusionists that are live from Broadway, April 2nd, full of hilarious magic tricks, death-defying stunts, and acts of breathtaking wonder. When we were in New York in May, Carl and I remember this show.
Highest-grossing Illusionist show of all time.
And they are on tour.
Yeah, they are.
And coming
and
through
from
Reading.
Broadway. Yeah.
And they're coming through Reading.
They are. Yeah. That was another show that took me 3 years to get. I mean, it was tons and tons and tons of back and forth with the agent.
Well, let's see if you're listening here on KCNR 1460, because we do have tickets, two tickets, meaning you and a couple, or you and your daughter, or best friends, BFFs. That show is April 2nd. Perfect time of the year to go to a concert. The Illusionist Live from Broadway, right here on KCNR 1460, 605-4567. If you'd like tickets to that, we're giving those away tonight as well. I think you may know about this band, group off of Broadway, like you said. Yeah. Highest grossing.
Yeah. Broadway, Illusionist show. Yeah. In the history of entertainment.
So what's coming up next for you? Let's talk about, we've got like 10 minutes left because time has flown. We've talked about backstage. What happens backstage when you bring in somebody like a Jay Leno, or you bring in, like, say, like Brett Young, who sold out? What it takes you a long time to get these people here. Yeah. They're here.
Yeah.
Now what?
They load in at 8 o'clock in the morning and our production guys are there ready, you know, to make sure that, that getting everything set up for the show runs smoothly. That's been one of the great things about our venue is how professional our team is, taking care of that tour manager. The tour manager is king.
Ooh.
The tour manager is almost more important than the artist is.
Really? They better be happy.
Because if the tour manager is happy, the artist is happy.
Really?
Because the tour manager revolves around the artist.
Okay.
So it is all hands on deck to make sure they have everything they could possibly want. And, you know, everyone knows about the green M&Ms on the rider. It's like if there's anything, you know, that's out of the ordinary on the rider that they want, we make sure they have it. Even if we have to go to Sacramento to get it.
Really?
Oh,
what's
absolutely.
The most okay? People want to hear this. What is the weird since you've been at the Civic?
I hate this question because I can't remember.
Like the
I
weirdest
can't remember
thing.
The weirdest or, thing. I,
well,
the only
for
thing,
you, the weirdest thing. I mean, it might not be to the next guy sitting next to you, but I mean, like a, you know, what they want in the dressing room, what they want to eat, or insist on having five of this or
like,
two of that.
I remember one of the Beach Boys was really weird about his chili. Like, he wanted a certain kind of...
Oh.
Like, he wanted a certain... Like, he we actually got a recipe of how to make his chili, and it was a really big deal. And, like, when they advanced it, they were like, okay, this chili has to be just like this, and it has to have this, and it can't have that. And it was, like, this really big deal.
Did they even eat the chili?
I think he had like one bowl, and it was like a whole pot.
Oh my goodness! Well, okay, those kinds of things. Now, Jared.
Yes.
What do we have?
We got we gave away the Illusionist tickets to a Molly kid.
Oh, hi Molly.
Hey, gonna see Molly tomorrow at the Go Red luncheon. We're sitting at the same table.
Awesome.
That'll be a lot of fun. Molly's great. Okay, super. She's, and thanks for listening tonight. Yeah. All right, so let's talk more about weird. That's weird, the chili thing.
Just,
that's
stressful. It's just a thing. Yeah. So anyway, so we just make sure they have a great experience. You know, give them whatever they want.
So you just got back.
As long
back,
as it's legal.
You're in New York. Just came back from New York for, like, the buyer's conference.
Yeah.
What, and we talked about this before we had, we got on the air tonight.
Yeah.
A couple takeaways, maybe on a shift in industry. What would you say would be a takeaway from,
artist
four
prices
football fields
keep
full of
going up?
Really? Well,
and that's, you know, I mean, another thing for folks to realize is, you know, in our day of Spotify and, Pandora, people aren't buying albums. So that source of revenue to artists has disappeared. So artists are making their money today off of live tours, which has actually pushed the industry up. And the volume of shows, you know, is at an all-time high, you know, in terms of the number of artists that are touring.
Mm.
But so the industry really has exploded, but so have their prices. You know, it was possible to get a great top-level act 20 years ago, you know, for $25,000.
Mm.
And today they're, you know, they're north of 100.
Jeez.
I mean, and even acts that played Reading 5 years ago, you know, that we were able to get for 50 grand. I mean, they're up over 100 now.
Wow.
And people have no idea. They don't understand that. So, you know, so for me in the position that I'm in, You know, it's all about representing the market, the viability of the market, what the opportunity is for the artist, while also protecting the market and the patron and trying to deliver to them the artist that they want to see at a ticket price that they can afford, which, you know, requires a certain level of sophistication in the negotiating of the deal. So that's the space that I live in every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting, and it's been a great highlight to have you on our show tonight so that you can talk about it. It's been interesting with the calls, you know, that come in where, you know, maybe people aren't really aware of maybe something that's the hot thing going on.
Yeah.
They don't know about it yet.
Sure.
Maybe they don't watch America's Got Talent, so
sure.
The Magic Dragon is this weird...
unknown.
Don't even understand what it is.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, sold out shows, like again, at the Flamingo Hilton in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And these guys take break and they go on tour, which is a lot of fun because then you get to see different parts of the world and what they're doing. I don't know about you. I'm just going to ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, we can always go to Spotify. I've got a guest coming on my show because this is the fifth. Next week, that used to play piano for me in L.A. He's got an album out right now that's nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I want you to send me the CD. Well, I can do it digital. No. Mm-hmm. I want the CD. I want to see the art. I want to touch it.
Yeah, I know.
I want to pull
it. I'm that way, too.
I want to pull it out, read the lyrics.
It's interesting. I'll tell you something interesting.
I'm asking you.
Yeah. No, and I have a very... kind of a personal thing to share in that space, in terms of my wife and myself, because my wife also loves music, and I have Spotify on my phone. I probably have 8 different playlists of a variety of genres, and those playlists are anywhere between, you know, 20 and 300 songs each, depending upon the genre and what the playlist is all about. But when it comes to playing music in our home, and that's usually just me, like with my earphones in, like if I'm working in the yard or, you know, whatever, whenever I'm in my idle time and listening to music. But when it comes to sharing music with my wife, it's all about playing the CD. And I love to buy her music, and I buy her CDs, and she loves to listen to CDs. And when we listen to music together, we listen in the form of a CD, though I have a stereo that has Bluetooth that I could sync my phone up to.
Well, like, for instance, with Gary, and I'm with that, I want to look at the lyrics and what...
I love the design.
Yes, and to find out, you know, thank you to, you know, and why, and who wrote it, and, you know...
Yes.
I love that
stuff.
Totally. And it's kind of like...
It's like reading the cereal box.
Well, exactly. That's my era.
Yeah.
And you go back to the day of the vinyl, and the musicians, friends of mine, would covet...
Oh, for real.
...sitting in a circle and listening to the new, like, say, Fleetwood
Mac,
every...
And that's part of what made the return of vinyl so special, was it felt like a return to... something grounded, you know, because everything today feels so disposable and so, like, it's almost like it lacks substance, you know. I mean, the internet's amazing, but it's not something you can touch or hold.
And I just want to say to everybody in Radio Land that I adore this man. I feel blessed.
Well, I adore you.
I found somebody that I can really, you know, talk with on a show business level that knows how deep it goes and what needs, you know, it's not just, you know, hey, let's book, dial up, get them. There's so much work involved.
I want to interject something. This really isn't something that you and I talked about earlier, but I want to interject that the thing that I love about live music is it's an opportunity for people to come together and share an experience where they're open, because music has a way of opening up people like nothing else can. And in that space where they're sharing it with their neighbor, everyone has a moment to realize what they share in common as opposed to what they don't, which I think is powerful.
I agree. You tune into a vibration. It's something that happens to your spirit. Yeah. You may be at opposite sides of the
it builds
whatever
community.
It is. It totally does. And thank you so much to you and Julie and everybody at the Civic
Amazing
and what
team
you do.
At the Civic.
And I just am so grateful that you came on tonight. We got to do this again.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We should like co-host, like, you know, Nathan and Linda. Let's talk about show business. Let's give away tickets and talk about Civic. I'm all about it, by the way.
This is super fun.
Yeah, it went by way too fast. And Jared, thanks so much. And we appreciate, you know, Molly and Bill, your tickets are going to be at the counter at the front. And tomorrow I'm going to give away PIP and Illuminate.
Yes. Perfect.
Love you so
Love
much.
You too.
Thank you so
you.
Much. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow here in the morning at 7 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.